Hello and welcome to another episode of Nonprofit Vision. This is your host, Greg Nielsen, President and CEO of Nielsen Training and Consulting. Welcome everybody back to the podcast. The new year is off. It is rolling. Have had the real privilege and honor to be with some amazing nonprofits recently, whether it be a board retreat or strategic planning retreats. Just have kicked the year off the right way and just really been grateful to be with some of the amazing organizations and leaders I've gotten to be around. And today's topic is going to be another one that's timely as we open up a new year. And it's about how to understand your nonprofit's impact. So as you are thinking about your fundraising plan for the year, your strategic plan for the year, so many of those plans are tied to how do we measure and communicate the impact of who we are, what we do, and the impact that it has on the community that we're serving. And to join us in the conversation today, I'm thrilled to welcome back to the podcast, a previous guest on the podcast, Janiel Ford of Fordable Fundraising. Janiel, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me today. Glad to be here.
Janiel, for those who may not have heard your previous episode, I know it was a while back, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and about some of the work that you do with nonprofits.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I've been in fundraising for 20 plus years, serving in a variety of nonprofits, mostly health and human services. About 9 years ago, I started Fordable Fundraising. Initially, I was just freelance grant writing. And then at some point, I realized that my dream was bigger and I really want to help lots of nonprofits figure out how to gather more resources so that they can, you know, advance their mission. We provide, today we have a team of 10. We provide consulting and grant writing services. We help a lot in the area of you developing a case for support or your key messages. We identify prospects and we do a lot of grant writing. Last year, we did close to 600 proposals, raised about $8 million or $7 million for our nonprofits. I'm based in San Diego. We're serving groups in California and also in Utah and South Carolina and around the country. It's a little bit about Fordable.
Janiel, I'm going to dive right into what I see as the critical question, and it's why is it so important for nonprofits, first of all, to be able to measure their impact? We'll talk in a few minutes about how to communicate that impact, but kind of starting with the why is it so critical for organizations of all shapes and sizes to be able to measure the impact of what they do?
Well, besides the donors, who donors just want the impact, it really is, impact is so important because it's verifying that you're actually doing what you are saying that you're wanting to do, that you're real. It's really a check on, are we actually achieving our mission? and that is why it's important. And so when you peek into fundraising, it's all of the donors of all types are asking, what is your impact? Tell me your impact. If they were making a purchase, like it's not really, they're not really purchasing, but they are purchasing something. They're purchasing a nonprofit's ability to incrementally impact that issue. And so to see that incremental change is really what they're after. And they're just, it's like a broken record. Applications, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a corporate sponsor or a foundation or a government, they're like, tell me your impact. And it's really that incremental change that they're making. That's why it's so important.
Janiel, the topic of measuring impact comes up all the time in board retreats and certainly in strategic planning when organizations, as you mentioned, are trying to align their efforts and make sure, you know, is this program delivering on what we thought it would deliver? Is this department or division of the organization doing what we thought, or what type of impact is it having? But impact also is relevant to fundraising. So when you're working with organizations and nonprofits and they're thinking through measuring their impact and its ability to impact their fundraising efforts, how do you make that linkage, or where do you see that linkage occurring?
Yeah. And I guess if we were to back up a minute and say there's, you know, measuring impact is a process, and there's the impact of your programs and services, which is directly tied to your mission. And then there may be, you know, there's measurement of of the efficiency or effectiveness of services. So as a fundraiser, if I'm a development director, I'm thinking about my program's performance as well. So what is my donor retention rate? How well am I doing at upgrading gifts? Or, there's different measures that I'm going to evaluate too. But when you donors are asking for really that programmatic evaluation, and it's a process and there's lots of steps involved. And I think that that's really what gets nonprofit leaders bogged down, or it becomes really difficult. You have to identify those key, what are the key measures? What is most important? Okay, well, we know that we want to increase the number of people accessing or whatever that is. And then you got to figure out, how do I collect it? You got to come up with a form that people complete. And then you got to figure out how to aggregate it and get it together. And then, people who are smart look at the data and say, yeah, but wait a minute, that doesn't seem right, you know? And so you got to sort of troubleshoot it. And then it isn't until then you can actually review it and have an aha moment. And then you can make a decision with that. And then you're going to make a decision and make little tweaks and things, and it starts all over again. You got to update the forms. And so it's just this, once you get it built, it never stops. And I think just even getting that system in place is where a lot of nonprofits struggle, and they don't know where to start, you know?
And what I hear you saying is that over time, it does become cyclical. It does become a little bit easier, and it becomes part of the culture of the organization. That we are an organization that is tied to measuring and understanding who we are and what we do. Now, as a grant writer, as a fundraising consultant, when you go in and have a conversation with an organization that doesn't have that previous or prior history with measuring their impact, what are some of the tools or strategies or resources that you can suggest for those organizations to help them to begin to wrap their mind around what is it that we can measure and how can we do that within the confines of who we are and the resources that we have as an organization?
Yeah, so, first I want to share a story. I'll share a story of how I've seen this play out. One of the roles I worked for, an organization that had a large homeless youth service line. They just did a lot of different services in that space. And when I was writing grants for them, they had a drop-in center and they weren't really collecting very much data. But of course, I'm trying to raise money, and every single grant application is like, tell me how you measure success. How do you evaluate it? You know, and I'm like, how do I answer these questions? Well, at the time, all they were capturing things like how many razors they passed out. And it's like, well, is our goal to have clean shaven youth?
Yes.
Or, you know, but they really hadn't really thought about what the most important measures are. And, and this impact measurement is like, as a fundraising leader, I'm responsible for evaluating my performance, but program leaders or subject matter experts of the solution, they're really responsible for evaluating their own programs. And I'm just at the end of the process. I'm a fundraiser. I'm just like, just give me the data. just help these donors understand what we're trying to achieve. And so, of course, I was kind of a squeaky wheel about it, you know, encouraging the program leaders to figure it out. And I still remember the day I did a tour at the youth center, and the director, she's like, we are here to create a safe space for our youth, and they just need to feel safety here. And we know that if we can build trust with them and get them to engage with a case manager, that is really where we're going to move these kids off the street. And to have her make that connection, that the things that we do every day are about encouraging these kids to get into case management, and to go from that, from collecting like how many razors they passed out, to that was like, ah, angels were singing. And you know, and they have since gone on to raise a lot of money for their homeless youth programs. And so so I guess that's just a story of how this works, and it's kind of a process, and it took a while for them to get there. So So as far as what do you got to do if you're new in this game? If you're new, it's great because you don't have any bad habits. And so it's really about sitting down and thinking, on the others, why are we doing this? It's really about Simon Sinek says, starting with why. You know, it's why are we doing this? What exactly are we wanting to change? And if you're, it's not like you can end homelessness, but ultimately it's not about ending homelessness. It's about the incremental change towards ending homelessness, you know, because it takes all these groups working together to ultimately end homelessness. But what can you do? And so really just sitting down and thinking about what those measures are is the first step. And when we do a case for support, we will go into the organization, and the case for support really is a tool to support key messaging around any sort of solicitation. But we really clarify, what are the goals, objectives, and anticipated outcomes, and really drill into those measures. We actually have a data analyst who we call it impact consulting, where we'll get the case developed to a certain point, and then we'll bring him in and he'll review the objectives and anticipated outcomes. And with his data analyst mind, we'll work with the organization, with the program leaders, to try to refine those measures. And sometimes it's just a matter of changing the phraseology of some of these measures. There's Gavin, he does our impact consulting, he would say, you already probably have some things to work with, and that's where you start, you know. So
I love that, and I love the story that you shared with us, because it brings to mind an important first question for organizations to ask themselves, which is, are we measuring what matters? So in your story, you know, the organization that was probably taking some time and resources and measuring, you know, how many razors or how many razor blades are we handing out, is that something that is a critical measure? And if we only have limited resources in our organization to measure, are we measuring what matters? And then the second point that comes to mind from your story is the linkage and the relationship and communication between the fundraising arm of your organization, and the program service and delivery staff, that each of them has a different set of goals or may have a different why of why we need those numbers. But there's a communication and a relationship that has to develop over time between what do I need in order to effectively generate and raise resources for the organization, and what do I need and want to measure in order to more effectively deliver and administer my program. So it just underscores that none of our organizations can operate in silos. We have to be working together and building those relationships.
I feel like the program leaders, many of these folks have gone to school for years just to work on the solution. I'm going to be deferential to them to tell me what matters. And I think sometimes there's just a lot going on. And a lot of times we can be in this firefight mode, and that to sit down and intentionally set measures for, for data collection is not in that firefighting place. If that makes sense.
let me ask you a corollary, and this comes up all the time, particularly in strategic planning, is we've talked a lot about data and organizations measuring their impact that way. How do you as a fundraiser handle the measurement of impact that is not as tangible? The stories, the, this is not we served 50 people this month and 75 next month. How do you measure sort of the intangible impact that organizations are having on their community? Or maybe it's more anecdotal.
I think it's ultimately, I think that's a great question. And I think it goes back to the core messaging that the organization is sharing. Ultimately, it's about the unmet need that's being addressed, or the benefits that are being created, and that becomes the anchor. I mean, if you don't start with that, you end with it. It's what is here. We are here to, end homelessness, or we're here to help youth, get off the street and become self-sufficient, or whatever that is. It's about that unmet need. And when we do the case, that's the anchoring message. There's really only five messages that nonprofits need to figure out. It's what is the unmet need that you're addressing? What is your solution, which is really, you know, your services. And when you're talking about your services, you don't need to get in the weeds with all the jargon and stuff about it, but you have to be able to paint a picture in a way that a novice, somebody who's just, they have a passion for it, but they don't necessarily know everything, they can see how what you're doing every day can lead to an incremental change in that unmet need. So there's the unmet need, your solution for the problem. There's why you're the group to do it. So your credibility in the space, like we got a team who's got a zillion years of experience, or, you know, whatever the organ, we've been doing this for years. You're going to leverage other impact, you know. And then there's your vision for the future. And like how, like here we are, we're doing this much work and we got to keep our lights on to continue to do this. But then what is the future vision, which is where the strategic plan comes in and messaging that. And we're here and we want to get to here and you know, to really address that need even more. And then the final message is really, what do you need? You know, and if you get all the messages right, by that time, the person is just like, well, tell me what I can do, you know. And so that's, we're helping nonprofits figure out those messages, and then we're leveraging that content to support the grants that we're writing. And it's, so it's robust enough that we can show up for the grants, but then you can also lift it and use it, just pepper it all over, whether you're speaking or on the website or, you know. And that's really what is ideal, is that you would create some consistency around those messages, and then it gets easier to show up, you know. So
I think as you mentioned a few seconds ago, it's a blend, right? So if we are telling a story to the community, which is what impact measurement is telling a story to the community. If we're only using data and we're not using any anecdotes or storytelling, we're missing an opportunity. If we're only using stories and anecdotes and we don't have any data or information to back that up, we're likewise missing an opportunity. So I think you're absolutely right. It's part of painting a picture to the community of who we are, what is the need that we're addressing, and how are we doing it in a particularly effective way that needs and is worthy of additional support?
Yeah, and it's painting a picture, and it's hitting the head and the heart. You know, the heart is all about those testimonials and the stories that you tell of change and transformation in people's lives. And the head part is like, yeah, that's nice, but give me the facts. You know, what is the incremental change? You know, what's the data? And you're going to have people that lean one way or the other. And so the most effective presentations really use both, you know. So, definitely.
I'm often asked, I'm sure you are too, how do we know if our communication, if our fundraising pieces, if our, the way we're communicating about our impact, how do we know if it's truly successful, if it's reaching the audience that we want to reach? And I think you hit the nail on the head a second ago when you said, does it cause the audience to lean in and say, tell me more? Really, that's what we're trying to achieve, whether it's with numbers, whether it's with anecdotes, whether it's with our case for support. We're trying to get the audience that we're speaking to lean in and say, tell me more.
Mm-hmm. And so the impact measure for that would be how
exactly
many people ask for, you know, more information or what, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Janiel, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on the podcast today. I always enjoy getting a chance to catch up with you and hang out and talk about fundraising, talk about grant writing, talk about impact measurement. For those who want to get more information about your work, affordable fundraising, how you work with nonprofit organizations, how can people best get that information?
Yes, please visit our website at affordablefundraising.com. It's not affordable. It's Ford is my last name, so it's kind of a play on words. Fordable fundraising.com. Or you can email me at Janiel, Janeal, at affordablefundraising.com.
Janelle, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. For those who are enjoying the podcast, as always, I encourage you to share it with your friends, your colleagues, your coworkers, as we continue to grow the Nonprofit Vision community. And as always, if you need to reach out to me or would like to reach out and learn more about what we do at Nielsen Training and Consulting, you can always find us on the web at www.nielsenconsults.com or email me directly at gregory@nielsenconsults.com. Everybody out there, stay safe, stay well, and we'll be back soon with another episode.